Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe, one of your favorites is coming on the show right now. Are you excited?
Caleb Balazs. He's a Pac-12 guy, and, right. And there's not a lot of us.
I know.
Pac-12 guys, even though he's not California, but Arizona State.
Doesn't matter. Part of your community in that Pac-12.
Big party school. Caleb, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing good, and I got to hit you with this right off the bat. So you guys lose 59-10. It's been ugly all week. What was that first film study like when you sit down with your offensive coaching staff and everybody goes through the whole thing? What was that like?
Well, the NFL is a very competitive league, you know. It really doesn't take too much to get beat that way. And when I mean that, I say just all the little details, you know, those little things turn into big things. They're able to completely control a game if you don't take care of, you know, the little execution and things. And, you know, when you go back and look at the film, there's, you know, specific things that we could have done differently that would have completely changed the narrative of that game. So,
what was it? Like technique? I mean, I know, listen, everybody knows about the roster, but what was it like technique of player?
Okay. It's a little bit of combination.
Assignments.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I know for you, obviously, you do a little bit of everything, like Kenyon Drake, and you guys like to run it and catch it. And you got a new offensive line, and it looks like you got another guy. A new tackle just gets injured, which means next man up. Does that get frustrating for you knowing you got another new offensive line guy?
At the end of the day, you know, we're all professionals. So you got to be able to come in and do your job, you know, obviously to the best of your ability. And you know, that's why it's that next man up mentality. You know, if somebody goes down, you know, never want that. But whoever comes in for the next has to be able to, you know, fill that void.
Caleb, do you guys pay attention when there's media and other guys out there talk about this team is tanking or this team's doing this or this team's going to lose every game? Do you guys pay attention to any of that stuff?
I don't really listen to anybody outside our facility, to be honest. And, you know, it's not me being rude or anything. It's just the fact that what matters are the people that are actually out there, the people that are actually making the plays, not the fans booing, not the people talking about this and that or the other. It matters about the guys that are out there on the field, you know, on game day. So.
Let me ask you, as you go through this whole thing, and is the team pretty close, would you say, overall? Guys get closer, yeah. We hear all these things. What's it been like inside the locker room?
I mean, you have to. When you hear all these things going on, you kind of just band together. That's really the only thing that you can do, you know, and that's like I said, you know, we only really listen to things that are going on inside our building. It's us versus everybody. So,
hey, Caleb, we caught you yawning a couple times this morning. I almost feel like, did I catch in a couple of big early morning yawns there, my man?
Yeah, you did good.
Hey, man, you didn't start. When you got to start. We got to get you. I know young guys, and I didn't like coffee when I was young. We might have to get you on some Red Bull or.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
I didn't have it when I was a young guy, but I sure have made up for it the last 20 damn years. I can tell you that.
Caleb, I specifically don't drink coffee because of what I see in front of me just about every day for the last 15 years. Joe's, you know, 60 ounces, yes.
I had a teacher way back when. I won't say what grade because they might know I'm talking about them, but I had a teacher way back when that drank coffee like religiously, and he used to obviously try to teach us, but he was kind of one of those up close and personal teachers. And he
the coffee breath.
They had the worst breath I've ever smelled in my life. You could smell
it. You stay away from me then. Kalen, I'm going to make sure I stay away from you.
Nah. I'm telling you, that was different. I've never in my life since that day have I experienced something like that.
Yeah, wow. So what do you do? Are you a caffeine head at all? Like, will you throw down a soda from time to time? Or it's...
Nah, uh-uh. Nope.
Hey, you know, see, looking at you, I could tell you're a health nut, right? I mean, you work out, you take care of your body. Were you healthy in college? Did you do all this stuff, this healthy stuff, to look the way you do? Because my body, when I worked out, never looked like your body. So something's not right there.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't say I'm a health nut. Obviously, I just kind of been given some God-given, like, gifts, I guess.
Gene pool's strong. Very strong gene pool. Yeah.
I don't drink at all. Like, not even a little bit.
You went to Arizona State and you didn't drink a little bit?
Right. Come on,
nah,
Caleb.
I don't drink.
The way that girl's looked at Arizona State, you just went on the natural stuff? Going through those sororities? Man, you're strong.
You think I need to drink for that?
Caleb, I was about to tell you how jealous I was, because when all those party school lists used to come out every year, I went to the University of Florida. I was always top five, but I can't compete with you, man. You were one or two every year.
Yeah, it's a lot going on out there, but I think when you want to be successful, it is different for you. You know, you just move different, you do different things, and separate yourself from kind of like the big crowd, because I just always have my mindset on kind of where I'm at now and, you know, even my goals moving forward. So, I don't know. I feel like when you're a really focused person, it's easy to kind of stay away from a lot of that stuff.
Kalen, last year, you got to – we saw every part of it. We saw you work out before games and not suit up. Then we saw you get to play and run 75 yards and outrun the Minnesota Viking defense. What was last year like for you, setting you up for this year?
I think it was great just because I had Frank Gore in front of me. I mean, somebody that just really taught me everything. Like, I can't even explain how grateful I am for the opportunity to have Frank, you know, around. A lot of rookies don't get the opportunity to have somebody like that, you know. So it was a blessing. I took advantage of it. And, you know, I'm definitely still, you know, benefiting from that still.
Are you guys, are all the running backs, always wonder, because we talk so much this offseason, Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballage, who's going to start, who's going to be, how you guys are going to be used, it's going to be a 1-2 punch. Are you guys close when you're competing like that? And obviously both of you want to be out there for that first play and be officially named the starter. What's that relationship like when you're both going through that?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we don't have really control over,
right,
you know, that aspect of it. But what we can do is push each other and, you know, continue, like I said earlier, continue to band together, and, you know, we can both collectively make a whole bunch of plays for this football team. So I think it's not something really that we stress ourselves over, you know.
Well, listen, Kalen, we're going to let you go, man. We're going to let you go this morning, because I can see you're a lot more of an afternoon guy than a morning guy. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't say that. Listen, I'm good.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on this morning, man. You take care of yourself, and good luck. And hopefully we get a running game going for you and Kenyon this weekend.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
All right. Kalen Ballage. Finn's running back, not a morning guy, no matter what he says.
No, no, that's
not
it.
Not a morning guy.
But listen,
we got four good long yawns in there.
We did. Hollywood was giving me the count through text message.
We
had two, and then we got a third, and then that last fourth.
Yeah. They were, you know, we've had guys through the years that have been morning guys. We've had guys. Jarvis Landry is one of the worst. Speaking of, we were talking about Jarvis Landry earlier, was not a morning guy.
Oh, I'll give you the worst one ever.
He was worse, and then I hear him in the afternoon on with those guys, and he was great.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie Brown used to do the Ronnie Brown show.
Ooh, that was
Ronnie Brown on the air with you live once while I was producing the show, fell asleep and snored.
And I had to hang up on him and call him back because he was snoring.
He dozed off?
He dozed off
hell,
in the middle of one of your questions.
We've had guys on shows doze off around here.
That's a good point, too.
So anyway.
Not mentioning names. Are you the ultimate Dolphins fan, by the way, in celebration of the NFL's 100th season? The Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled. An exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan and for more information, visit dolphins.com/experiencefins. That's dolphins.com/experiencefins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.